Hey, welcome to Radio Fishin'. This is Fish and Frank, and way too early to be doing one of these, but we've got Captain Carl here. Robert's back. Yay, hey. Robert's back. Okay, he's been in Arizona, family reunion. You got Captain Billy here, Captain Carl, and there's probably the ghost of Fisherman's Past here somewhere. Carl, you were on the water. You were in the water, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, you were on the water yesterday. What happened?
It was cold. It was windy. Didn't see much dead fish on the east wall. No bait. I couldn't find no bait out there when I tried.
Okay. Can't find bait. Can't find dead fish. Did you find live fish, Captain Carl?
Yeah. We found some redfish. We found some snook on east wall. Down by Pirate Harbor. Only fished for a couple hours. Water temp was 73.8.
73 yesterday? So this cold front did not affect the water temp near as much as we thought it was going to.
No.
So, do you remember what it was last time we were out, Billy?
Yeah, it was 76. And that was in the middle of the day surface temp, you know. So, I bet after another day or so of this, it'd probably come down a couple more degrees.
Yeah, but still, we're only talking, what, 70?
70 is still good.
So, you know, the water temp probably is not even going to hit the 60s before this cold front is going to go through. So, that means fishing's going to stay pretty good. Now, Carl, we had the red tide, and you fished several times since then. Been catching any fish?
Yeah, fishing hasn't slowed down at all. Top water bite's been good in the morning for trout and snook. Redfish has been a little sluggish lately. You got to slow everything down. Throw a lot of gulps on the bottom. Cut bait's working excellent for redfish right now.
And Billy, you were out a couple days before the storm hit. So What was your day like?
I've been fishing the west side of the harbor a little bit more than the east side and down to Turtle Bay. And I had a day last week, actually 3 days ago it was, two days from... Now.
3 days ago, 2 days from now, last week. Let's just go to what you were catching. Let's not try and figure out what it was.
Okay.
So sometime between 1985 and 2018, Billy was on the water.
It was Monday.
But it was a Monday. Week.
It was this Monday that just passed. It's now Friday. It was Monday. And that was a great trip. We caught a whole bunch of redfish, a bunch of slot-sized trout, one legal snook, along with a bunch of smaller snook. We were using live bait, which I caught in the net, and that was, mind you...
Approximately, I know you're not going to say where, but approximately where did you find them? Down south in the harbor up on the north end?
The bait I caught, you're talking about the bait?
Yeah, the bait.
The bait we caught actually right outside of the Placido Ramp.
Okay.
There's an island out there. And
is that school of redfish still right outside of Placida?
There's still a school of redfish, and there's big Jack Crevels running with them. They've been there for months. Carl's shaking his head yes.
They're still there. They don't go anywhere.
So, anyway, finding bait out along the intercoastal. Carl, what were you using for bait?
Yesterday we were throwing all artificial. Gulps. Mirror lure 19s and 17s, a couple top water, zero spooks.
And how did it go?
It was fine. We caught a bunch of fish, bunch of trout, bunch of redfish, snook bite. We didn't get too many snook, but it was a good day.
Okay. And Robert sitting quietly in the corner.
Been gone for a week. It's time to catch up.
Yeah. So what's
gotta
your
learn at all?
What's your expectations of the cold front? You think it's going to last long enough to make it better, make it worse, be the same?
From what I've seen on the weather and everything else and hearing these guys, I'm going to say it's going to stay consistently better. It didn't seem like it dropped cold enough to really make a major difference in the water temperature, even though the tides are lower. That's normal with a north wind, but I think it'll stay steady, but the only difference I think that'll make a change will be the flounder and the sheephead will start to move in towards the beaches more so and start moving off the reefs offshore where I know they're stacked up pretty good.
Yeah, we're I think we're not quite out of fiddler crabs, but I mean, in the last, since we've had these cold spells, we're fiddler crab sales are going off the hook. So, and the only way you can tell if that's, you know, actually working is when you see the same face buying fiddler crabs again and again.
Right.
Then you know the sheep head are starting. And we're just starting to see the duplicate sales where a guy comes in, buys them one day, and then he's coming back the next day for them. The first bit of the sales was all everybody testing the waters, you know, okay, give me a couple dozen fiddlers, and but you weren't seeing the same guys. And the last couple of days, we've sold fiddlers to the same people 2-3 times. So
that's a real good sign that they're actually starting to stay steady now rather than inconsistent and spotty.
You know,
sheep that are in right now.
PGI, yeah. If you go up in PGI, right before this front actually showed up, the water clarity, you know, in the harbor has been excellent. And when we were up in PGI, schools of big females too, males and females, small ones and big ones, but they're all moving.
Were you
in
peeking?
There.
What sheephead? Wait a minute, stand right there. Okay, uh-huh. I got a mirror on the toe of my shoe. Let me see what you are.
And they were coming in by, you know, they weren't coming in one at a time either. They're coming in thick. So,
well, that's a good sign because, to be quite honest, I've been actually figuring to not really have a good, a decent season for sheephead, but not a spectacular one, because most everything I've been hearing about is twos and fours, and when it's all preceding up and you're hearing about twos here, fours there, that usually means it's going to be a good year, but not a great year. And to hear about big schools, you know, actually people seeing big schools, that means it's going to be a little better than I expected, and that's a good thing. I wasn't expecting much. Anyway, what you guys thinking for this weekend? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be.
It's going to warm up.
Wind's going to lay down.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to tell everybody out there in radio fishing land that do not grab these guys when it's 6 o'clock in the morning and expect excitement. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've almost got Carl to lean forward in his chair. Twice he's actually leaned up. Now, Billy, you think he's lively, but if Billy isn't bouncing off the walls, I mean, you can prepare, if he's just, and he's able to sit here in the chair, and even though he has a level of excitement in his voice, you can tell he's almost comatose because he hasn't jumped up, walked around the room once. So,
No comment.
Anyway, Robert's just back from his family reunion, thoughts on being back?
Happy to be back. This family's great here, so I'm very happy to be back and get in the routine of things and start to catch up.
There's no place like home.
Exactly. Be nice to get back and find out what's going on with the fishing and catch back up and get back in the routine of it again.
Okay, so we've got one guy getting back in the routine, me at the end of my routine, Carl here, Captain Carl, KB Charters, Captain Billy from Scales and Tails. And we're going to end up this segment of radio fishing, and we will catch you guys on the next one. Good luck this weekend. I think it's going to be actually a pretty darn good weekend to fish. With water temperatures around 70, that's prime time, and you can work your lures a little faster. You're still going to be able to catch fish. This is not the time to slow down and really, you know, try and entice that bite. This is the time to just get it on at 70 degrees. That's when the fish feel the best. They're going to feed the best. It should be a great weekend to go fishing.
They'll probably be moving around a lot too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So constantly change things and be prepared to move a whole lot to look for those fish.
In the middle of the day seems to be the better bite.
When it warms up a little bit.
Yep, once that sun starts shining on the water a little bit.
So they're truly Florida fish. Mm-hmm. A little sunshine and they're going to just bite like crazy.
We don't like that cold weather down here. Look at us, we all look like Eskimos right now.
All right, guys. Well, anything else anybody wants to get in before we wind this up?
I'm ready to go fishing.
Yeah. All right, because Billy's got a charter today. Carl's got a charter today. So these guys are off to go to work. It must be great having an office like that. And this is Fish and Frank. We'll see you next time.